Yeah, first question, please.
Yeah,
Rosie.
Nikki, after Mohab's difficulty with his run-up the other day, did you say something to him to motivate him before last night and today?
No, not really. We just worked through the problem. That was all. No, he ran and he bowled well. He had got a bit of rhythm and did the job for us. So that was quite pleasing, especially when we were one quick bowler down. So yeah, he stood up for us in the second innings.
Magna.
So heroic efforts from the captain and Shafiq. How does it feel to see this partnership growing after a 5-wicket fall
in the start? Well, it's with a lot of relief that we eventually see a partnership developing. They've both played very, very well. You know, we were talking in the dressing room at tea time. We said that it had a bit of a Gabba feel about it. When we chased, Ashad Shafiq got 137 at the Gabba and got us quite close. And it sort of had the same feel. And, you know, I'm so pleased for Ashad Shafiq because he's worked so hard and we know he's a quality player. And he showed the skill tonight. I thought he was very good, and I just hope he can go all the way for us tomorrow.
Who's next? Rashid Ahmed.
What about Babar Azam's performance in this Test cricket? He's so far 12 innings, 5 duds.
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry. It is a worry. I've got a lot of faith in Barber because I think he's a very, very good player. His white ball form, though, needs to start transforming into his test form, if you like. He's had a very slow start to his test career for a player of his ability. But I'm confident that he's going to come through, and I'm confident that he'll be a very good player for Pakistan going forward. And we've just got to guide him through as best we can.
That's fine.
Two test series are too small to kind of judge anything, really. But what have you kind of made of the reshuffle? And, you know, Pakistan changed the batting order today as well. I know it's not a big sample, but what have you made of the changes you guys kind of made to the order?
It's kept me awake at night, to be honest. I've spoken to one or two people about it. It's tough. I thought we had it nailed. I've got to be honest with you. I thought I was comfortable that we had the right combinations. I was comfortable we had enough left-hand, right-hand batsmen in there. I thought we had the next best batters available in Pakistan playing for us. And I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure now. And before we tour again and before we go to England, we've got a long break before Test cricket again. We're going to have to sit down and really apply our minds and have a look again as to what we think is going to be our best top six going forward.
Do you think Asad is more comfortable maybe further down, or is it still too early to say?
It's still too early to say. I mean, I would have loved Asad to be playing the innings he is from number four, because that just solves the problem for us. With him going down to five, and we just saw with Harris playing so well. It was another left-hander in the middle. We just thought there was a no-brainer for us sending Harris in at four. But again, it throws up another conundrum for us is because he's playing so well at five, is that his right position? So I'm not sure. We're going to have to really apply our minds going forward with what our best top six is before England.
Nicky, it's been a very exciting series so far. Would you have preferred a third test?
At about 3 o'clock, no. At 6 o'clock, definitely no. Now at 9 o'clock, yeah, I would have. But and credit to you, I think Sri Lanka have been very good. I think Sri Lanka have played some very good cricket. And we were again remarking in our dressing room, we can see they've come out of cricket. They've come out of Test cricket, albeit that they battled against India. They're a battle-hardened outfit now. You know, we sort of come out of a long break after Champions Trophy, a couple of 2020 games, and into test matches without any four-day cricket. And I think that's a lesson for us going forward as well. Now, we can prepare as best we can, and we can simulate match conditions, and we can have camps in Lahore, and we can do whatever we want. But the fact is, they certainly look a far more battle-hardened outfit than us at the moment. And we'll get there. We just need to be playing cricket. But we finish this test match, we don't play another test match until May. So that's a bit of a problem for us.
Related to the smart question about the batting order changing, you bring Sami Aslam and Shahan Masood as the openers.
Yeah.
So you think that 150 is enough for an opener?
No, it's not. So that's the bottom line.
What do you say about the performance of Shaan Masood, especially because he was in England, he was failed. He was in West Indies, he failed. Now he has given another chance here.
Let me just take you back. In terms of rationale, one of the things always pointed at Pakistan cricket is the fact that there hasn't been any continuity. We've tried to get some continuity with our players, albeit the right decision, albeit a wrong decision. We've tried to create a queue. We've tried to create continuity because I think if you... And Pakistan cricket's synonymous with dropping players and bringing players back, then dropping players again. We want to give a guy a proper opportunity, and then we can make a proper decision on him. Now, that proper opportunity, whether it ends now or whether we reconsider it, I can't say. But at least the player that gets a run in the team will feel that he's had a go and he's had an opportunity. And that's what we're trying to create. Has our opening partnership worked for us this series? It probably hasn't. But that's something that we'll discuss going forward and try and get the best possible option. And the easy option, again, would be Azhar going back to the top of the order. That then opens another position at three. So at the moment, we've got a lot of soul searching to do in terms of what our best top six is.
There was a lot of criticism that Pakistan fielded only one spinner in Abu Dhabi in the last 3 games. And again, we have fielded only one spinner. What's the reason behind that?
The reason behind it was we just thought that was our best possible attack to win us the game. Now, whether, again, that was right or wrong, and it's something I need to get my head around. I was saying to somebody the other night that I've come from places and coached in places where pace dominates and pace wins games. So I've got to get my thinking around that these are totally different conditions. Whether we like it or not, though, our attack has done a job. You know, we should have chased down 136 in Abu Dhabi, without a doubt. And then you would have said, or we would have said, well, the attack has done a job. The other thing with that is if you know, and it's no disrespect to the spinners we've got. They're young spinners who we're doing a lot of work with. But if it's Yasser Shah and Syed Ajmal, it's a no-brainer. But we don't have Syed Ajmal as the second spinner. So we're working with a set of young spinners. Now, Bilal Asif and Mohammed Askar have worked the house down. They've worked incredibly hard. Mohammed Askar has travelled with us to the West Indies. He's been with us here. He'll be good. When we give him that opportunity is something that we need to look at. And perhaps the opportunity was here. And maybe tactically I messed up on that. But I think... strategically, when we set about this, looking at how we wanted to go about this competition and this tournament, we asked for wickets that did a little bit more than they have done. We asked for a little bit more grass on because that would nullify the Sri Lankan spinners and give our quick bowlers an opportunity to win us games. Whether that can happen in the UAE, I'm not sure. Maybe that was a pipe dream as far as I'm concerned. But that was our strategy going into this series. It was discussed. It was discussed this morning, and again we asked Azhar to relive that run chase for us because Azhar was perhaps like a couple of our top order batsmen at this stage. They were on the edge, and Azhar was on the edge going into that innings, and by him going into play and playing with a bit of freedom and chasing that down, it resurrected his career, and we know where Azhar's career has gone to from here. So we were hoping that did it for a couple of our batsmen today. So, yep, Azhar did speak about it, and we brought it up this morning.
Yeah,
what would be
your expectation for Shinwari? Yeah, I'm looking forward to Shinwari coming. I think Shinwari's a very, very good bowler. He's got pace, he's quick, he bowls well with a new ball, he bowls very well at death. So I think Shinwari's going to be outstanding for us. I'm really excited, and I think he'll certainly bring a lot of energy, and we know hopefully that we develop another good bowler that we can certainly look forward to taking further with us, and who knows, it might end up in a World Cup position for him down the line.
Last question. Last question, please, Sharvi.
Nikki, 119 minutes. So, must be pulse raising first session tomorrow?
Yeah, without a doubt. Of course it is. Yeah, look, it is. You know, I didn't think I'd be sitting here talking about that actually at 6 o'clock, but, you know, fantastic. It's going to be a really good session. These guys double their partnership, we win the game. So it's going to be all to play for. It should be pretty exciting. There's still seven overs to the new ball. So if we can cash in on those seven overs, put a little bit more pressure on and then see what happens, it could be quite a good ending.
Thank you so much, Mickey.